Good Wednesday morning. This is On the Ground Ypsilanti on 89.1 WEMU. I'm Patrick Campion, and I have the pleasure of sitting across the table again this morning with Brianna Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
And let's just update real fast. Again, I think people by now should know what we're doing, but give me the general elevator pitch on the project.
Well, On the Ground Ypsi has been renewed for 2018, so we're back after our initial five-month stint. And our mission is basically to highlight some of the stories that might not have the chance to be told in the mainstream media. And amplify voices that may not have the chance to be heard in the community.
And this is a venture of Concentrate Media, mm-hmm. which you can find at concentratemedia.com, yep. also facebook.com/concentratea2.
Yep.
And what was your story this week that you were pursuing?
I wrote about the Riverside Art Center in downtown Ypsilanti and chatted with Emily Tuesday, the executive director, and Trevor Stone, the program manager, about how they've really been providing a platform for community building by allowing members of the community to host meetings and different events and getting people involved in many different ways in Riverside Arts Center.
You know, Riverside has come up a lot in our conversations mm-hmm. over the last few months, so it's good you finally went over there and had a chat with the people themselves to talk about what they're doing in our community to, I think, what was the phrase you used? You're trying to drive us forward or make a better quality of life or something like that. what was the...
Stories that move us forward.
There we go.
The community
there
forward.
We go. Moving the community forward. That was, I wanted to make sure to use your phrase because it's a good phrase. It was not a mocking. That was a good phrase.
I don't
phrase.
Think it was my phrase, though.
All right. It was on the editorial calendar. Can we blame other Patrick?
Yeah.
Let's blame other Patrick. He's not here to defend himself right now, so let's blame
him. It's
her.
His fault, for sure.
Oh, sorry. So, good morning, Trevor and Emily. Good morning. You're here with us this morning. Trevor, introduce yourself really quickly, and then we'll get to the important person. But Trevor, introduce yourself very quickly.
My name is Trevor Stone. I'm the program manager at Riverside Art Center.
All right. So what does a program manager at Riverside Art Center do?
Oversees all the education and exhibitions happening over there.
Okay. So if there's a performance going on, you've got a hand in it making sure it's going right.
You know, mostly.
Or an exhibition.
It's the performances and activities that happen within the galleries, but there's also a dance studio and a theater, and many community partners come in to produce events in those spaces.
You're helping them out.
Trying to.
All right. Emily, the executive director, is that what I heard of Riverside Arts Center? Good morning.
Good morning.
So what does the executive director of Riverside Arts Center do, besides tell Trevor what to do?
Everything else. And we're a really small
You don't have like a 100-person staff, no. and you just order your people around? All right.
I wish.
Yeah, well, maybe someday.
A gentle tyrant.
Hey, someday. If you keep moving the community forward, maybe you'll get to that place someday.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
What brought you to the Riverside Arts Center, Emily? I'm assuming you didn't walk in there after you were born and just were raised there. Something drew you to Riverside, right?
Yeah, I guess my background is in the arts, and I've always been interested in all of the different art forms, not just visual art or performing arts, but kind of all of them. And I started working in community, making performance work originally. So I started working with the really young, like 3 years old, making performance, and then I was working with refugees and asylum seekers and the elderly, and then finally started working with people with intellectual disabilities. And all of those different groups and making performance kind of led me to feeling like I really wanted to be a part of an organization that could have true community impact and could also be a platform for all of the different arts.
So let's talk about Riverside Arts Center for a moment. For people that don't know it, obviously it's in Ypsilanti. Tell us, where is it at? I know it's in a historic building.
We have two buildings.
Oh, two buildings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We have a Masonic temple, mm-hmm. and then the alleyway is now an elevator that connects both sides of the building because the other side is the DTE building.
Okay. And it's grown over time, obviously. Mm-hmm. So what has Riverside Arts Center grown into? What has it become? Where did it start? What has it become?
It started with a building that had a lot of fire damage that was being used primarily for storage. And it's grown into a space with two different galleries, a dance studio, artist studios, a theater, and rehearsal space. And we even have a third floor that it's the last frontier. That's kind of what are we going to be in the future? That is up.
And is it bringing people together in a different way than what existed in Ypsilanti before, or is it just kind of centralizing many different efforts that used to exist in different places, or is it both?
I don't know. Riverside has been around for 22 years, mm-hmm. and it was run primarily by board of directors. And
just want to interrupt there too. Our former music director Linda Yon has been on the board for quite a long
Linda.
Time. Yeah, love Linda.
She's great.
Yes.
So it's we've kind of been that space all along, but it's been really hard to lead an organization if it's volunteer or just a part-time staff member. And so we've been kind of growing through this period of growth just because we're changing and we're bringing on staff members and we're becoming different for our community. Whether it was there or not, I mean, yeah, obviously there must be. I mean, with lots of places around Ypsilanti, the community spirit is pretty high.
So you're giving people, in a way, a focal point for all these different mediums, for all these different types of arts, or for the humanities, as you say there. You're giving them one place that they can be assured they're getting a really good swath representative of what's going on in Ypsilanti.
We hope so.
What are you doing to make sure that people are coming in?
I'm walking into people's stores and offices and tell them to come in.
Yeah, it's that simple.
Yeah, right. It's walking across the street and shaking hands. Who are you? What are you doing? And then asking, how can we be of service? And it's over and over. How can we be of service? Right. Going into different neighborhoods and community centers, how can we be of service? And then through those negotiations, through those conversations, we can find out that, like you said, there are many vibrant groups and communities already doing social projects and creative projects, and seeing how they want to expand into our space, seeing if they want to use the space for a bigger project, and just letting them know that they're completely welcome.
What's the future of the Riverside Arts Center? Is it just the goal is to just keep getting bigger and keep serving the community in more varied ways, or do you reach a certain, is there a threshold where you kind of just, you cap it for a while to deal with what you got, and what's the long-term plan?
I think that kind of depends on who you ask, right? And what their interests are. For me, I would like Riverside Arts Center to be a thought leader within the arts and community, and what does that mean? And make sure that we're bringing in people who are doing very interesting and exciting work and being the platform that people can experience it in.
And Trevor, Emily used the words interesting and exciting. What's interesting and exciting to you? What do you really love to be involved in down at Riverside?
You know, I think there's a certain amount of randomness that happens down there, and it's as Emily said, the intersection, the center between these different art forms and between these different like creative folks. So like I think one of my favorite parts is that upstairs in the dance studio there might be like swing dancing happening, and there might be MCs like rapping on the mic downstairs, and then like bringing them together and being like, so and so, do you know so and so, so and so, do you know so and so, and seeing these people start to riff and enjoy and just laugh and play. You know what I mean? So it's connecting. I think my favorite part is seeing people connect and being part of the facilitation of making these people, helping these people connect.
And there's a lot of surprise in that. So the Ypsilanti Gathering Space, they approached us about using the space as kind of a warming center for Ypsi. It's kind of amazing what happens when you pull people together and put them in one space. And you can't help but create community.
How do we find out? How do we find out more about Riverside? Obviously, you can find the article at WEMU.org or at concentratemedia.com, but if we really want to just learn more about you, how do we find you?
I'd say either walk in the front door or, I think Facebook right now, our Facebook page is just chocked full of events, and it just keeps stretching and keeps going. So that, I think, speaks to the scale of what's starting to occur to the website also.
RiversideArts.org. Great. So what's going on? Is there anything right now in the next couple of days that we should be really focused on with Riverside Arts Center?
For March, which is Women's History Month, we have two amazing galleries full of work. Mm-hmm. And the range of work, the range of styles, the range of media that's in there is more varied maybe than any other show we've had. So it's just two rooms full of curiosities. Some are very serious, some are very playful, and some are just like very technically well done. But I would say starting with that, and continuing with the description, would be Emily Tuesday.
What do you have, Emily?
Every Friday we have Swing in Studio 1 in the dance studio. That's awesome.
Anybody wants can just show up, and beginners, complete novices, never done it before.
Yep, it's Friday Night Swing that's using that space. And then this Saturday, March 10th, Spinning Dot is doing a performance in the dance studio.
Cool.
And next week we have Ypsilanti Youth Theater in the theater.
Great. Keep up the good work, guys. We'd love to keep on learning more about what's going on at Riverside Arts Center, so let us know. And go ahead. What do you have?
Toddler Art Adventures.
Ooh.
Every Thursday. I don't know why we haven't talked about this, but it's going gangbusters, and the parents and young people seem to really enjoy it. And it's every single Thursday at 10 a.m.
And it's a way to focus toddler energy into a creative endeavor
and
hopefully
exactly.
Have them prepped for a nap afterwards.
Exactly.
Wear
them out.
Cool.
Yep.
All right. So riversidearts.org.
Exactly.
I got it right that time. All right.
You're
Brianna,
good
morning. Welcome back.
Hello, I'm back.
Great conversation with Trevor and Emily
yes.
from Riverside Arts Center. What do you have planned for us for next week?
I'm writing a story about how Eastern Michigan University and Washtenaw Community College are getting involved in the Ypsilanti community.
All right, great. Great to hear our educational institutions putting a hand back out. That's good. ConcentrateMedia.com, mm-hmm. Facebook.com/ConcentrateA2.
Yep.
They want your ideas, so go to those platforms. Find out how to reach out to them. If you have an idea for something that should be covered in Ypsilanti, they'd love to hear from you, right?
Yep, not just story ideas, but also community events, too. Right. I'm going to a different community event every week, so I'm also open to recommendations for those, too.
Cool. So, Brianna, thanks. Well, if we're hanging out in Ypsi, we look forward to seeing you out and about embedded in our city as part of On the Ground Ypsi on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.